I just hit the record button.
All right.
I'm glad we finally got together. I've been trying to get in touch with you for a while. I've really enjoyed a lot of your YouTubes. And I just wanted to touch base because you have firsthand experience with this Illuminati group. And I've heard you say that you grew up in what was a pedophile village called Arden, Delaware. Is that true?
Yes, it's about 25 miles south of Philadelphia. It was founded in 1900 by a group of dark occultists from the Academy of Fine Arts, and it was financed with the help of Joseph Fells, the Fells Naphtha soap philanthropist billionaire, who had a factory in Darby, right outside of Philadelphia. And he was a dark occultist that provided the money for Arden, Delaware, and Rose Valley, Pennsylvania, to be organized and founded.
So did Joseph Fells, was he a pedophile as well?
Oh, absolutely.
And what roughly what years are we talking about here?
Well, that was 1900 that Arden officially got incorporated and they started the ball rolling. It started out as a arts and craft. There was an arts and craft movement in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And basically, they were selling the concept of Arden and Rose Valley as artistic utopian communities, but in fact, of course, with everything the Illuminati does, what you see on the surface and what's really going on are exact polar opposites.
Do you think there are more of these satanic villages around our country?
Oh, absolutely. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I watched a YouTube about Arden, Delaware, and it was interesting because you would think that it's actually a pretty nice place to live.
It is. I mean, it's a beautiful little quaint village.
Trees
But
and stuff.
I'm saying the truth that when I lived there with my family in the late 50s through the 60s and early 70s, 90% of the people were dark occult pedophiles, and 10% were normal people. So they could always, if they ever got exposed, they could always say, well, I wasn't part of the cult, I was part of the 10% of normal people. And the reason that Rose Valley and Arden keep a small amount of normal, non-cult, non-Illuminati is for that reason that they can always claim if they get exposed that they were part of the 10% of normal people. And also, having a smattering of normal people, it gives you an opportunity to practice your persona, to practice your acting like a real human being.
So, do you think that Arden has cleaned up, or is
Ah,
no?
that's a good joke.
It's just as bad as it always was.
Gee, I don't know, 'cause I don't go down there. I went down there right as I was breaking my programming around in like 2001. I went to the Arden Fair. They have an annual fair Labor Day weekend. And I had broken my programming pretty radically because I got triggered. And my memories came back as to what Arden was, what my family was, what happened in my life, how it was stolen through satanic ritual abuse, monarch mind control programming. And I went down to the fair, and people that I grew up with that had stayed in Arden and in the area, Arden now is rather affluent. I mean, when I lived there in the 60s, it was the working class Illuminati village of MK Ultra, and the CIA would monitor the children, and the government protected the pedophiles and the human sacrificers there. It's part of an ongoing government program to have these developments where you have large concentrations of Illuminati pedophiles. They like to live together. It gives them a sense of peace and security. And they also, these towns and developments that they set up are near the ley lines of the Dragon Pass, which is the Earth's geodesic energy grid. And as they rape and torture children on a high satanic holiday, their black magicians are able to take that terror and put it into the energy grid of the planet. And nothing but fun, huh?
Yeah. So you broke your programming in 2001. How were you different when you were still under the influence of that mind control?
Well, what had happened to me, Mark, as I progressed through the programmable state, and that's the first 6 years of your life where you only have two brainwave patterns, when you get up to 6, 7 years old and ramp up to your third brainwave pattern, you can start to differentiate information that's coming at you from your five senses. And even before I got my third brainwave pattern, I was giving my parents grief about the cult activity and abuse. I mean, there was no way my consciousness was ever going to bow down to these mass murdering child killers. Now, I had an interesting thing happen that kind of is different than most monarchs, is that when I was 7 years old in first grade, my best friend was raped on a Friday night, and he died in 3 days. He went septic and died. I went to one of the 10% in the village of Arden that lived down the street from us on Little Lane, and told him about my friend's murder and where I thought the body was buried and where the cult was raping and torturing children and doing human sacrifice. Told him the whole story. He went to the Newcastle County Police, and they said to him, "We know what's going on in Arden, but we can't do anything about it." And that's because in the 1930s, when the police in Delaware tried to shut down the cult in Arden, three police were rapidly murdered, and then the cult got a message to the police, "Do you want some more?" And this is why you have Illuminati families like DuPont, Rockefeller, Rothschild. They have armies of assassins. They have all the media under their thumb. So, I mean, where are you going to go?
The boy that was killed, was his colon damaged or torn or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he had a ripped colon.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he went septic and died in 3 days. But at least the cult did send the town veterinarian, Bernie Brockman, to see if they could help him in the second day of his sickness.
I've heard you say that these people worship a demon called the Marquis of Hell.
Mm-hmm. That's Andras.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the Marquis of Hell, according to dark occult theology, he's like the number two or three man in the kingdom of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he has at his command a legion of 40 legions of demons at his command. That's what it is.
That's very interesting. I looked up some of this, and you can actually find this out on YouTube. There are two, according to this page called List of Demons in the ARSGOETIA, it says there's one called Gomagin, a Marquis of Hell who rules over 30 legions, and another one called AAMON, a Marquis of Hell who rules over 40 legions of demons. So there's a whole religion around this Illuminati.
Oh, absolutely.
That's fascinating.
What people do not understand, in America right now, there's 11% of the population are practicing, go to church every week, and possibly more than that. But people who go to church at least on Sunday in America, Christians, irregardless of denomination, whether they're Catholic, Protestant, or Unitarian, or whatever, is 11% of the population. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which roughly would mean you're talking about 37 million people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there's a lot more, a massive amount more of go to church on the big holidays, Christians in America. But I want to state this to you and get this in your mind. That belief and that system of spirituality known as Christianity came out of the Middle East 2,000 years ago. And it's here in America, and there are 11% of the population who are fairly strict adherents. Now, out of the Middle East, and you can read a David Icke book called The Biggest Secret, because it has really good history of the world and the dark occult. The Biggest Secret, I recommend that, or David Icke's book, The Children of the Matrix. David Icke, in the past, has written some rather large 700-page books like The Biggest Secret, but it'll give you a bird's-eye view of the history of the human race from a standpoint of reality, not propaganda from the Rothschild masters, okay? Now,
so
my mother and father were dark occult generational Satanists. My father's family joined the Illuminati in the 1720s. And my mother traced her Illuminati bloodline back by 3,000 years to the Amalekite people spoken of in the Old Testament. Now, in 1963, my mother said to me, the generational dark occult Illuminati satanic pedophiles, human sacrificers, that's a religion. It's called the old religion by people that know about this stuff. She said in 63, there were 12% of the American population was generational pedophile dark occult. And I just want to say, people don't believe that we have a problem with this, but we're losing 800,000 children are disappearing in America every year. I mean, this is a statistic you can get off of some of the major websites of, child rescue websites like Missing and Exploited Children.
Let me step back a minute, because I think you said something there pretty quickly that I think is important, in that you were talking about Christianity and how it started in the Middle East. Are you talking about Nimrod and Tammuz and the Babylonian Trinity and that sort of thing?
Oh, no. I mean, Christianity, it's quite a study what happened to Christianity, because, of course, we have 325 years, literally 300 years, after the life of Christ, where the church grows, it has 35 books of canon. there are some major doctrinal disputes between different groups of churches and mm-hmm. bishops. And then Constantine goes in at the Council of Nicaea. The emperor takes Christianity over, mm-hmm. throws 35 books of canon in trash, and rewrites the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So he turned Christianity from what it was into what it is today. And it doesn't matter, because if a man goes to the Creator God with the proper heart, the Spirit of the Creator God will honor that man's belief and honor that man's heart. Any man or woman truly wants to work with the divine Spirit of the Creator, the door's wide open.
So are you then potentially saying that a lot, you know, even Christianity has been kind of molded and twisted over the years to a degree?
Oh, absolutely. You have to study the history, which none of the Christians, the status quo Christians, do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. There are many books about how Christianity has been twisted over the years. I take it down to this simple teaching of Jesus. When he commanded his 70 disciples to go out and heal and teach, he said, if you run into anybody that doesn't want to hear your word and doesn't believe what you say, brush the dust off of the bottoms of your sandals and walk away in peace. Better for that man to have not been born than reject the truth. Okay, it's on him. He's the one with the problem, not you.
Mm-hmm.
After the Council of Nicaea and the rewriting of the Word of God by Constantine and his scribes, the command came out that anyone in the empire that did not believe this doctrine was to have their heads chopped off.
That's a little different.
Cut off at the shoulders. You're laughing at that?
Well, it's slightly different than the original, right?
Well, I would say spiritually and in every other way, it is the opposite
exactly.
of Christianity.
Exactly.
And you have to look at history. But people are too busy playing fantasy football to care about reality. But let's get back to talking about this really serious problem of these pedophile networks in America. So what I'm saying to you, Mark, is we have 11% of our population that's Christian, that came from a religion that basically came from the Middle East 2,000 years ago. My mother traced her satanic generational heritage back to the Amalekite people spoken of in the Bible 1000 BC. Now, that's Old Testament, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Amalekite had a war with the Israelis. It's talked about in Samuel. It's also Samuel was the prophet. Saul was the king. They were ordered by Jehovah God to destroy everything of the Amalekite. Men, women, and children, kill them all without showing any mercy. Kill all their animals, lay waste to their inhabitation. Now, the Israelis disobeyed Jehovah God, and after the slaughter of the men, women, and children, they gathered up the herds of animals to do sacrifice, blood sacrifice to Jehovah, which is not what he told them to do. My mother told me when I was 3 years old, because I was getting Illuminati history given to me as a toddler while I was being raped and tortured and mind controlled, okay, in the monarch system. Now, they would tell me what reality is, you know, from their perspective. And she told me the story of King Saul and the prophet Samuel from the perspective of the Amalekite, from the Satanist perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And they were unfairly, out of nowhere, attacked and murdered by the Israelis. And then, while the Israelis were gathering up the herds in disobedience to God, there was a large caravan of Amalekite traders who were returning to the Amalekite Valley, all right, from Egypt. And they saw the Israelis and they saw the slaughter, and they quietly slipped away from the valley and went to Moab, which is modern-day Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find in the Old Testament that the Israelis are fighting the Amalekite 300 years later. Okay? So that satanic bloodline was allowed to continue due to the disobedience of the Israelis. Now, what I'm saying is that's why. So there's this religion in the Middle East, and it develops with other criminal groups, and it expands, and basically in 1776, Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest at the University of Ingolstadt in Germany, declares the Illuminati. This is a public coming out of the Illuminati into their final phase of world takeover by fomenting revolution. And they fomented the American Revolution and the French Revolution. And they've been behind every revolution and war ever since.
So the Illuminati actually started the American Revolution?
According to my mother, Ben Franklin was a double agent.
No kidding.
And he was definitely Illuminati. I mean, his house that he stayed in London, in I think the 1750s, when he was the quote unquote ambassador of the colonies to the king, they found five bodies buried in his basement.
Oh, my.
And this is a story that's been hushed up.
Sure. I never heard of it.
And what I'm saying to people, it's like, okay, so you read a David Icke book like The Biggest Secret because you need to get a broad range of the corruption that's occurred. And you know, my mother's stating to me that there's 12% of the Illuminati living here in America. Would put it around, 35 to 40 million dark occult pedophile human sacrificers. And we're losing 800,000 children a year, according to the child rescue networks and people that look into disappearing children, and 22,000 children a day die in pedophile rings, according to the ex-CIA Robert David Steele. And 22,000 children a day in America die in child trafficking pedophile networks. Essentially, when a child is abducted and brought into the Illuminati pedophile networks, they're used as much as they can to make money, to get their satanic pleasure. And then after a couple of years, when the child is totally abused out and failing, they will sell the child for organs. Organ harvesting, and that's the end of that. And usually, from the researchers into this, a child will last just about 2 years in the system.
You were earlier, you were talking about mind control, and that mind control is being monitored by the CIA. What's the link between the CIA and Arden, Delaware?
Well, basically, what people don't understand is this 12% is, you know, the billionaire class are all Illuminati Satanists. And you look at the DuPonts, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Morgans, whatever you want to say. If you do some research, you'll find that they have satanic symbolism all over. You know, It's just in your face. You just have to become symbol literate. And Mark Passio will teach you about the symbols, symbology of the occult. And so will Jordan Maxwell. And these are two people you can find on the web and get an education in this. But right now we have a situation it's either make it or break it in the United States and the world.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not stand up against these communist and totalitarian, the globalists are nothing but totalitarian Illuminati. The Illuminati forever have wanted to microchip and enslave the human race and literally just turn us into cattle. But we're already tax cattle. Mm-hmm. And we're already economic slaves, but they want to take it one more step and openly microchip everybody, openly take over all economic activity by the state. And there'll be the satanic class above the 85% of the rest of the Americans. And they will feed off of you, and whenever they want to take a child from you and sacrifice it to Molech or have their way with the child, there will be nothing you can do about it. And that's what we're looking at. If we lose this battle, this fight that Donald Trump has started against the deep state, who are the Illuminati, okay? If we lose this battle, we're going to lose everything.
Is the CIA part of the deep state?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went to a psychologist who had graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, a university famous for child satanic rituals being done during the daytime there. Of course, it was founded by Ben Franklin. And that man, Gordon Pizer, would monitor all these CIA monarchs. You see, the government wanted to find out all it could about mind control. Because in order to, you know, rip the people off, the easiest way to do it would be to know how to completely control their thoughts and their perceptions. And you can get a heck of a lot of information about what the human mind is capable of through torture and drugging and doing experimentation. And there was Project Monarch, MK Ultra, Artichoke, Bluebird. The CIA has run child human mind control experimentation since probably the early 40s.
The real power of the mind is it in the subconscious and the unconscious?
Well, my mother said the most important thing to the Illuminati was the collective subconscious. That runs 95% of your life. And your conscious mind runs 5%. And so it's 40 million bits of information from your subconscious, 4 million a second from your conscious mind. So it's a 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
Yeah. So you get your subconscious from your enculturalization. You get it from your society because you need to learn about what Dr. Bruce Lipton teaches about the programmable state. The first 6 years of life, you are in a trance, literally, downloading 100% of the information your five senses is coming in contact with. And if you grow up in a bad situation, you'll end up with a bad subconscious, and it'll affect your entire life until you learn about an energy psychology modality like EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or Psyche, and where you can go in and actually deprogram and reprogram your subconscious.
So are we all connected subconsciously then?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it.
So we can positively affect the subconscious of everyone by just having good, healthy thinking and feeling.
Oh, absolutely. The biggest thing the Illuminati do not want people to realize is that they are loved by Source Creator. Source Creator is not judging people. It only wants people to grow and learn in consciousness and become more divine. And there is a problem. We were told in the Illuminati that there are many dimensions to this universe, and that these demons and these other entities that the warlocks and witches of the Illuminati conjure up and work with are from the dimension right next to ours. And so, as John Lamb Lash says, the Gnostic scholar who wrote Not in His Image, a book I totally recommend if people want to understand the spirituality of Western civilization, Not in His Image is a must read. And the thing that I just lost my train of thought, I'm going to get it back.
Well, let me throw something in here.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the collective subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Do the pyramids play a role in this at all?
Well, interesting. We had that worldwide pyramid culture.
Right.
Pre-10,000 BC.
Mm-hmm.
And, people don't even know the facts about the pyramid of Cheops. That there's a watermark on the limestone 3/4 of the way up the pyramid. So that's a hell of a flood.
So the pyramids are much older than people
think.
Oh,
absolutely. So also, do you know that the pyramid of Cheops is made from man-made artificial limestone?
I have heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Do you also know that the pyramid of Cheops has it's resting on five ball and socket joints?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know. It's resting. All four corners have a ball and socket joint, and there's one in the middle.
And what's that all about?
If you are generating massive amounts of microwave energy, you're going to get a little bit of vibration there, aren't you?
Sure.
And so if you look at, what Dunn has written with Giza Power Plant, very interesting book, where you can see that there's a good possibility that it was the Giza Power Plant theory was correct. And then you've got Joseph P. Farrell, someone you should know about also, who says that the pyramid was actually a weapon.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So we were talking about...
Well, we're talking about scalar wave technology and Tesla physics as opposed to the false Einstein physics.
Well, that's a whole interesting conversation into itself.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Illuminati kind of inject this Einstein
Absolutely. Einstein was known to go to homosexual orgies with the Marines in the 6th Fleet.
Jeez.
The whole corrupt Illuminati system worldwide is based on bribery, extortion, intimidation, but especially blackmail. And, I think it was Kay Greigs, who was married to a Marine colonel, and Kay did a whole bunch of talks on the way that homosexuality, and they get the young officers together, they get them blind drunk, and they manipulate them and photograph them doing homosexual things, and they get them blackmailed. And when I was in the rape rooms and torture rooms of Arden, Delaware, men would come in and rape little boys and girls and be photographed with it, and you'd never see them again, Mark. And, years later, I'm like, oh, what they were doing was punching their ticket to success by allowing themselves to be completely blackmailed.
Oh, I see.
They could become politicians, heads of banks, heads of universities, because they had bent their knee to the pedophile god of murder.
Is this related at all, what's going on with the Illuminati? Is this related in any way to what happened in Mesoamerica with the Aztecs and the Mayans, and all of the human sacrifice that the Mayans did? I believe the priests, they would cut through the abdomen of the person they were sacrificing, and they would go through the diagram. They would reach in and grab the heart and pull the heart out of the person and put it in a bowl, and then they would throw the body down the temple stairs. I mean, is there a relationship between the Illuminati and the Aztecs?
Where did this all come from?
Yeah.
Because Eric Fromm, the wonderful psychologist, has written several books. And he says around 7,000 BC, 6,000 BC, you start to see the rise of these child-abusing, human-sacrificing cults. Now, it's interesting when you look at Graham Hancock's work, or you look at people who are trying to understand the ancient history of our world. There's this, we don't know what happened, period. There was a massive cataclysm in 9600 BC.
Mm-hmm.
It's written, there's three books written by Allen and Dallaire out of Trinity in Oxford, detailing this cataclysm. And Graham Hancock talks about one of the cataclysms during this time, which was when cometary fragments hit the northern ice caps,
right,
causing massive flooding. Now, between 11,000 BC and 9,000 BC, supposedly there were just one massive natural cataclysm after another. The earth went through hell.
Mm-hmm.
Atlantis, gone in a day. And my father used to call himself an Atlantean warlock. I just want you to know that.
Oh, is that right? So yeah. There was a very advanced civilization on the earth that was destroyed. Do you think it was an evil civilization?
Yeah, my mother said that it was a mind-controlled civilization, very warlike, very cruel, and that the scientists were genetically engineering and making chimeras, half-human, half-animal creatures. It was like the island of Dr. Moreau, she said.
I'd like to think
they have, the Illuminati have relics from Atlantis.
Oh, do they?
They also have a lot of technical knowledge from that time.
You know,
and my mother and father said that there were even previous ages to that. I mean, there are gold chains being found in layers of coal that are 3 million years old.
Yeah.
There are spark plugs found in the middle of geodes. Okay? I mean, the anomalies, if you look at some of the things written by Michael Cremo,
yeah,
for Forbidden Archaeology,
right?
It would appear that we've been here for a while.
I had him on the show about a week ago or two.
He's a really good guy. He was at the Free Your Mind conference recently.
You know, even the Indian writings, the ancient Indian writings, talk about the flying cities.
Mm-hmm.
And flying cities being at war with each other, and it's just staggering. So the Illuminati knows more about this history than we do.
Oh, absolutely. And what's going on is, if you look at what happened to Atlantis, they literally, you know, ruled the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trouble being is, you know, according to ancient history, the Greeks actually beat them in one of the only defeats ever talked about by the Atlanteans, that they couldn't conquer the Greeks. Now, all I have to say is, with that cataclysm, they had high technology. There are remote viewers that have studied the Atlanteans, and you know, one of the cataclysms that was caused in this 2,000-year period from 11,000 B.C. to 9,000 B.C. was the Atlanteans were drilling in the South Atlantic. And you can even see on Google Earth, there's still, you can see remnants off, you know, west of Namibia and South Africa. You can see imprints, you know, the sonar images of the seafloor, and they're still showing these series of giant holes. So they believe that this is one of the the Atlanteans were doing something with this drilling, and they actually caused one of the cataclysms.
Hmm.
And all I have to say, so what would happen now in our world if we get a coronal mass ejection and the grid drops? I mean, it'll be total chaos.
Right.
And so you lose everything and you go back to pointy stick world.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, with pointy stick world, I mean, if you read any of the books by Allen and Dallaire, like Cataclysm 9600 or The Day the Earth Nearly Died, you'll find 200-mile-an-hour winds,
yeah.
52 genera of large mammals dying in North America. Saber-toothed tiger, woolly mammoth, poof, gone. Okay? So it was a massive shock to the ecology and to the psychology of the human race. And you know, not too many people survived.
So getting back to disasters.
So these Atlanteans have been trying for centuries to get back to the technology that they had. You know, because, you know, that's the big thing with them.
So the fires on the West Coast, is this brought on by the
California, or definitely Agenda 2030?
Can you tell us about Agenda 2030?
Well, there are some YouTubes out there, but essentially, the areas around Santa Rosa that were destroyed in the fire, absolutely, almost to the exact block and land area, correspond with the 2030 redevelopment by the UN. So, and it's just like 9/11. What was 9/11? It was a giant urban renewal project. They had two towers that were full of asbestos that had really bad design as far as airflow and heating and cooling, and they were obsolete. So you wanted to get rid of those towers, and you didn't want to have to pay to take them down. So, and you wanted a war because you're a banker and war means trillions of dollars to you and creates terror and human sacrifice for the demons you worship. So, you know, they put together the plan, executed it, and voila. You know, so we got the wars, we got the clash of civilizations. I mean, everything the Illuminati wanted.
So the fires are man-made.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think the Southern California is very suspect, too. But I haven't seen any video of directed energy strikes like I have with the Santa Rosa area and Sonoma fires. There are actual videos from cell phones of directed energy lasers coming down and striking.
So why would the Illuminati burn up all these forests, though? What are they thinking?
The more terror, the happier their demons are.
Hmm.
I mean, that's part of it. And then they make these plans, and they go out and execute them. And since no one is standing up and looking at the Agenda 2030 plan for Santa Rosa and comparing that plan to the areas that got burnt and saying, what, my God, it's a 98% match.
Hmm.
But there are videos out there, people talking about it. I mean, what can you do because you have this out-of-control deep state, which, you know, after they killed Jack Kennedy, they just went off. They took over all the press. They took out that they took the American school system and trashed it. And you know, stupid people that don't know how to critically think are much more easily controllable and manipulated than smart people that have a proper liberal arts education. When you look at the garbage that's being produced by colleges today, it's just astounding. These people have no real job skills.
Right.
I mean, you know, all I can say is, what happened?
So, is the human race being exterminated slowly?
Well, that is, of course, the plan of the Illuminati hierarchy. You know, you have George Godstone's, which says 80% of the population, 90%, has to die. Because they want a world where there's 500 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 7 billion more than that right now. So we need to get rid of 7 billion people. The Illuminati is spraying their geoengineering chemtrails, which are loaded with cancer viruses, mold and fungus, all kinds of, shall I say, eugenics slow kill operation.
Will the Illuminati, though, also be killed off by their own poisoning?
I don't think they care.
They don't care, dude.
This is what people don't understand. When you go through 7 years of the first 7 years of your life, when your subconscious is being built and you're being tortured with a car battery for 12 hours straight to the point where, I mean, you're 4 years old and this is happening to you. You are so broken emotionally, spiritually. And they've been doing this for thousands of years. They're experts at breaking people. And when you're a little toddler, I mean, how much strength do you really have?
Sure.
And the thing is, so around 7, 8 years old, the Illuminati will ask you if you want to become cult or not. You act, this is a true story, at least about the cult in Arden. If you did not want to become cult and didn't like that lifestyle of human sacrifice and child molestation, they let you bow out and not have anything to do with the cult anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was you were never allowed to talk about what you had experienced. And as long as you did that, you were free to go out, move anywhere you wanted to, or if you wanted to, just stay in the area and live your life in peace. And quite a few people from Rose Valley and Arden, I'm sure, have done that.
So are...
when you do make that decision to go cult, you will have an etheric entity from the fourth dimension bonded with you. And that entity will be with you for the rest of your life.
Even if you say you don't want to be part of the cult?
No. If you decide to go cult, you will get an etheric entity for life.
Hmm. And so these people like the Clintons, they have some kind of entity that's...
Oh, absolutely. If you were to take Carillion photography of Congress, I think you would find... probably half of them have satanic fourth dimensional entities in them.
So you were quite lucky to get out of all that.
Well, I wasn't really that lucky, Mark, because after I rebelled and tried to get the police, they took me to Gordon Pizer, the CIA monarch monitor for the Northern Wilmington area. In the 60s, and they held me down and they electroshocked my mind until I didn't even know my name.
Jeez.
So they wiped me clean, so I had no memories of the cult. I just didn't even know my name.
I
remember that experience happening because after I got totally fried, I was with my brother and his best friend, and I had a lot of petit mal seizures, epileptic seizures from what they did to me.
Wow.
And I was standing there in front of my brother and his best friend Sam Starr, my oldest brother Jamie, and I went into a petit mal seizure. So I was just standing there twitching.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Starr laughed and said, "They fried his brain."
Oh,
you know?
That's horrible. Yeah.
And he laughed like the laugh of like, ah, like somebody else who's getting hurt by a psychotic killer and it's not you. So you're kind of relieved, that kind of laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then both my brother and Sammy started crying. They just were like, man, that's the worst of the worst. And it's just, then after they wiped my mind clear of all my memories and everything, then they put me through 4 months of intense mind control slave programming.
That was the CIA.
Well, no, it was my mother.
Oh, it was your mother. Okay, at this point. Okay.
What I'm saying is when you became monarch, what happened with my father, and I'm pretty sure about this, is that he was arrested for pedophilia when we lived in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear this story with other monarchs, is that the police arrest you for pedophilia or child pornography, and they say, well, you know, you can go to jail, or, oh, I see you have three nice children. Well, give them over to Monarch Mind Control so we can do our thing with them, and we'll let you go. In fact, you know, Kathy O'Brien's father was actually helped by the government in his pedophile, you know, pornography business.
Jay, I so appreciate you coming on the show. It's just been absolutely fascinating, and I think there's so much more we could talk about. Do you have you written a book? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Well, my website's got 21 of my interviews on it, Mark, and it also has 5 of my lectures from the Free Your Mind conference. I'm working on a new website, which will be out in a couple of months, which is going to deal with solution think. It's all about individually, we all contribute with our heart and mind into the divine field, and that reverberates back to us in this shared collective consciousness reality. There are physicists like Tom Campbell. There's Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza. This is a shared collective consciousness world. So if you start putting care into that system of shared consciousness and that feedback that makes up this world that comes out of the – we all broadcast 44 million bits of information to the divine field every second, and it gives us back the reality we're thinking and feeling of. So it would behoove us – to understand that we're a programmable species, we need to reprogram care back into our heart and mind, get involved and take our government back from these criminals. I mean, $21 trillion was taken by the bankers in the collapse of 07-08. $21 trillion. $7 trillion was wasted by these people in the wars in the Middle East. So right there, there's $28 trillion that got flushed down the toilet due to corruption. Now, if you think your society can maintain that kind of corruption, you must have crack that is the purest that's ever been made. 'Cause you're smoking crack. And so I'm happy about Donald Trump standing up to the CIA and Operation Mockingbird mainstream media. And we'll see what happens. I mean, the globalists, if they win, we're done as a species, because they will go transhumanist and they will get rid of everyone that does not worship Lucifer.
One of the things I like to do is tell people that the power of our mind is incredible. So if you can just tell yourself some simple things like, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm cheerful, I'm relaxed, you can make a tremendous difference to your reality as well as to the reality of the collective subconscious. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the person who is doing the best psychological work in this area, besides Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is, you have to read his books, especially Biology of Belief. You have to have that information. But Dr. Joe Dispenza is doing the best brain mapping and interaction individually to the field. So he's wiring people up while they're meditating. He's studying the power of prayer. And he is a neuroscientist. So we're getting information from him. He's written some great books like How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself. You have to learn a subconscious repatterning, because why suffer and try to change when you can just learn EFT, emotional freedom technique, and change your modality subconsciously, you know, in a heartbeat. I just want to say my website, Mark, is thecenterpath.weebly.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Facebook, and I'm Jay Parker in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I also am on Twitter, And I am capital R E A L, real, capital J A Y, I mean capital J A Y J Parker, capital P. So you need to capitalize R, J, and P, and then it's real J Parker 1, the numeral 1. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm raising all kinds of hell there.
All right, Jay. Thanks a lot, man. It was great talking to you. Have a great
day. Well, we'll have to do another show where we just discuss things that make your life good, Mark.
Absolutely.
Because I tell you the truth, gargling with sewage, you know, I mean, I'm pointing out the bad stuff to try to wake people up. But you and I are on the same page that, no, life is all about growing in consciousness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Jay. We'll talk soon, man.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.